I want you to picture Sydney, the city skyline specifically. Now, did the Sydney Opera House come to mind? I'm imagining it did. It's the first thing you think of. Harbour Bridge, the Opera House. Well, there's a new cultural project that claims to rival the sales of the Opera House. It's called the Sydney Modern, and it's a major expansion of the Art Gallery of New South Wales. Tomorrow, all four levels of this cascading architectural wonder open to the public. Michael Brand is the director of the Art Gallery of New South Wales, and he joins you now. Michael, welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning, Patricia.
Can you just describe to our listeners, particularly our listeners, you know, in parts of Sydney that aren't across, in parts of Australia that aren't across what's happening here in Sydney, what this building looks like?
Okay, yeah, it's a new building. It's to the north of the existing building, overlooking. So it runs down from Art Gallery Road, it cascades down towards Woolloomooloo Bay. Three new levels of architecture designed by the Japanese architect Sana, and then it sort of runs down into one of these two World War II oil tanks that built in 1942, just around the fall of Singapore and the really the ramp up of the Pacific War. The building sort of rises out of that oil tank. It's a very subtle building. Low to the ground, but these three beautiful art pavilions clad in white limestone, but art through interstitial spaces with views in and out towards the landscape, towards the city, towards the harbour. It makes for a very beautiful viewing experience.
It was designed, as you just mentioned, by the world-famous Japanese architects. What was their vision for the project? I mean, I set it up saying, you know, will rival or at least be on the on the same level as the sales. Does it look like that?
Well, the goal was never to compete with the Opera House, and the goal was not, and this is one of the reasons why we picked Sana as our architects. We didn't want a big architectural gesture. We wanted something subtle that was appropriate for our site here in Sydney that adds to the architecture of Sydney, as you say, with the Opera House, with the Harbour Bridge, but not trying to compete with them. And it's a very thoughtful, beautiful building with clear lines. Follows the natural topography, a very green site, a very green building. We've planted 50,000 plants around it. So for us, the real goal was that blend of art, architecture, and landscape. They talk about the museum being like a park itself. I think that's the way we're trying to approach it.
Now, the Sydney Modern Project has been called the most significant cultural development to open in the city since the Opera House. So what do you think will make the building iconic then?
It's really all about the types of experiences you can have. And we always thought that this wasn't just about adding, you know, some square meterage to show a bit more of the collection. It really is new types of spaces as well. So, for example, this tank space, which is unique in the world. Other, you know, spaces for new types of art forms. We have a new gallery space for time-based art, which is, you know, video, that sort of installation. So I think that's the message we're trying to get across, is it's new types of experiences. We're not trying to build a building, again, to rival the Opera House from the outside. In fact, the building doesn't really have a facade. You can enter it from different places. It's indoor, outdoor. You can progress down the building on the roof as well. It's just a very different type of architecture, which is what makes it so exciting for Sydney, I think, and what adds to the whole urban fabric of Sydney.
Let's talk about the tank. Sounds ominous, but apparently it's a do-not-miss part of the gallery. Well, tell me about it.
Absolutely. So there were two tanks built in 1942, carved into the sandstone there, just right down overlooking Woolloomooloo Bay. We've kept one intact for art installations. So it's 2,200 square metres. So that's like double the size of a normal major exhibition, you know, temporary exhibition gallery. It's 7 meters high on the ceiling, which again is about, you know, 50% higher than our new temporary exhibition galleries. 125 columns. It has an extraordinary acoustics. When we went down there first, it was about a 30-second echo. That's a little bit different now. And what our initial installation has done, actually, it's a little bit like your previous story about the asteroid crashing into Mars. Is the Argentinian artist Adrian Villarrojas has created these five massive objects that he calls impossible objects. And they're inspired by everything from, you know, termite mounds in outback Australia to imaginary objects, which he then runs through computer programs, one of which will allow him to say, okay, let's take this object and put it on the surface of Mars for 10 years and see what happens. And then he builds the objects. But built into these objects is all sorts of data, like massively compressed pieces of data. So you find Neil Armstrong's first footsteps on the moon are built into it. The tire tracks of the Mars rover are built into it. As you're getting probably the impression, it's pretty hard to describe. It's down there in the dark with a light program that sort of reveals these objects and hides them and washes over them. So you're really a little bit being led by the objects themselves rather than wandering around yourself.
The old gallery, and I've spent lots of time at your gallery, had the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander art a few levels down.
Yeah.
I can now admit, I never loved that. You flipped it. It's now the
Absolutely.
First space visitors walk into. Why has that been the decision you've taken?
I didn't like that the way it was either before. We feel that we want a real sense of place in our new building and in the whole campus. And if you think about a sense of place, we are on Gadigal country here in Sydney. We have a 60,000-odd-year civilization here, culture here. And we felt that it was important that when you enter the new building, the first art you should see is Indigenous Australian art. We want this to be a uniquely Sydney and Australian art museum with connections right around the world. But now when you enter, you come into a gallery, which also, most importantly, has a strong focus on Indigenous art from New South Wales, but also right across the country, traditional media like bark painting, but also installation. It's a very inspiring space, and there's a big window that looks out over Gadigal country, land, water, and the sky.
And just finally, it's about a week of celebrations. You're going to be very tired at the end. It starts tomorrow.
We're getting there.
What's on the program? Just a couple of highlights for our national audience.
Okay, from tomorrow, we have a whole week of artist talks, interviews with artists, you know, Q&A with artists every evening. We have a drone show every night at 8:30 with, I think it's 400 or 500 drones flying in formation with a design created by the Indigenous Wiradjuri artist Rico Rennie. And on the 10th of December, we have a big concert in the Domain by Ellie Goulding and a number of other acts too. So it's going to be a really big week for us. We're very excited, probably getting a little bit tired on some of my colleagues at the gallery, but it's extremely exciting. We're very, very, very happy to see this beautiful building here added to Sydney, Australia.
Yeah, congratulations. It does look beautiful. Can't wait to visit. Thank you, Michael.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Michael Brand, Director of the Art Gallery of New South Wales, and the Sydney Modern opens to the public tomorrow.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.